Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
I want to turn now to an issue that has been ongoing in Dublin City for some time, and I'm joined on the line by Dr. Fiona O'Reilly, who's CEO of Safety Net. And Fiona has been working in Mount Street, where hundreds of men are living in that tent city. Fiona, thank you very much for joining us this morning. I know you're on Mount Street this morning. What's the situation there today?
Hi, yeah, the situation is the number of tents are growing. I think there's around probably about 200 now. As I've said before, you know, one of the big difficulties with an informal site like this, camp like this, is there's no way of knowing exactly, you know, who's in the tents and how many people there are. But it certainly looks like most of them are filled. So you're talking, you know, something around 100 to 200 people here. And again, very, you know, not a good environment for people to be staying in. No security, safety, water, sanitation, services only really being provided by volunteers.
Yeah, that's interesting in itself. So you're saying that there is no one officially keeping track of who's in those tents?
No, it's quite impossible to do so. I mean, the benefits of a managed site or a managed campsite, and even if it is tents, I don't think the issue is the materials, you know, that the accommodation is made out of. But if you have a managed site, you know who's there. People are registered as they come and go. And if people have health needs, which is our concern, you can identify where they are. If they then need to be taken to hospital or prescriptions to be given to them, you know where they are. You know how to find them, and you provide the care they need. Mm-hmm. But in a very informal situation like this, you know, people may leave the tents, and I know they do because, you know, we've passed details of people on who really need to be put into accommodation to IPASS, and they have very quickly managed that and got people into accommodation, and then the tent is empty, and my understanding is from some of the men here, it's empty, and then newcomers come along and they fill it again. So you really don't know.
And you have the context of Crooksling in the Dublin Mountains, which is the place where people were moved to around St. Patrick's Day. So are you saying that somewhere like that is being managed very well in comparison to what you're seeing on Mount Street?
Absolutely. I mean, in the initial days of Crooksling, because it was open so quickly and, you know, in emergency circumstances, the accommodation provision, the actual tents, wasn't great. It was single-man tents, but very quickly that improved. There are large army tents there with heating, with flooring, with beds, and there is, you know, the camp management there provide good safety and security. There is hot meals being provided. There is a recreation room. There's a prayer room. And so absolutely, you know, much, much, much better than the situation here on Mount Street.
And are you seeing new faces arriving in Mount Street all of the time?
Yes. I was here yesterday and we had a clinic here, and our mobile clinic here yesterday. And yes, some people, you know, they weren't even aware of Crooksling because they've only arrived 3 days ago. And, you know, weren't aware of, you know, where they could go to for some services because they're literally new in the country.
Fiona, thank you very much for that update from Mount Street. That's Dr. Fiona O'Reilly, who's the CEO of Safety Net. Back after this.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.